and both Dade and Broward crash eastbound Dolphin at Lejeune, blocking two left lanes. Congestion starting back at the Palmetto, crash westbound Gratney at the Palmetto, blocking the left lane. That's your South Florida traffic.
WCAB Sweetwater is 880 The Biz, where money talks. A service of Salem Media Group and part of the Wall Street Business Network. On Twitter at 880 The Biz.
880 The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 90s, and has closed
billions and billions
of dollars in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guest, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right. You on, Wanda? All right, that's terrific. We had a little bit of a technical difficulty, but Wanda has now
got
the
difficult there,
is the gerbil running fast back there? We can now hear everybody?
You're on.
I'm on? Okay, I'm on. All right. Well, hey, we've got a great show this week. We've got Wanda is going to have us on the show, so we're having Jonathan on. I'm going to just start again.
Okay.
Can I just start again?
Let's revisit. Who are you?
Hi, I'm Jim Freed. Did you introduce me yet?
Go ahead.
No, but you introduce it.
Oh, you're Jim Freed. No, okay.
Did you play the intro?
I did.
Okay, well, hi, I'm Jim Freed.
You gotta check your headphones.
Well, it's not my headphones. It's the whole thing Jonathan didn't hear, but Jonathan's here now. We're going to have a great show. We've got Jonathan Eisman. He's a celebrity chef. At least that's what I call him. He'll deny it to the day he dies. Jonathan was the founder and head chef at Pacific Time. He consults with people in town. Jonathan and I are doing some restaurant consulting. We'll talk about placemaking with your restaurant. Then we're going to talk about why I endorsed Nikki Freed. And no, it's not just because she's my niece. It's because she's good for Florida is why I that's right, Wanda. Wanda, you're going to get it right as soon as we...
Stop blaming me.
All right, let's go to commercial. We'll come back. We got a great show today. Rock on, Wanda.
You got to toss and turn and feel all right. And feel all right. I say yeah. You make me feel like I'm so good.
All right, we had a clunky start to the show, but Wanda got it rolling with the music. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. You heard me broadcast from their hot store in Gainesville where they sell Audis. And I'm going to go down to their Key West store and check that out, too. They've got all kinds of nameplates down there. What do all these cars have in common? Well, they're all exceptional. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage, too. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service. The red cap folks came and picked up our car when Vivian got it serviced this week, brought it back, didn't miss a beat. And you also get that personal assistant my mom drives crazy. That's right. The personal assistant, you can call them anytime for 4 years. They can call them about anything. My mom just drives them nuts, I am sure. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family, and you should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Did I time it, Wanda?
What day of the week is it?
Well, let's see, it's Thursday, right?
Just a regular Thursday.
Regular?
Regular?
Not a regular about it.
It's almost the weekend. Maybe it'll be sunny.
Where are you going?
Where are you going?
I gotta get to work. Work? I'm going to work!
Jim Freed.
I'm gonna start at an 11. I'm going to take it to about a 15 real quick.
And Wanda Miles.
Holy majors.
On 880, The Biz.
Okay, everybody on their feet. It's showtime.
We do everything we can to protect our kids. When one in 9,800 children drown and one in 360 suffer a bike injury, it's only natural to do what we can to prevent anything bad from happening. But did you know that one in three girls and one in five boys is sexually abused before the age of 18? Like wearing a helmet, prevention through education is the most important thing we can do to protect our children. Visit lawrencekids.org to learn more.
Wanda, you're just tremendous. Thank you for lampooning what's going on and then giving the serious update about how people really need to be on the lookout. It's the law in Florida. Wow. The law in Florida, if you think a child is being abused,
you must report it.
You must report it. Hey, you know what else you need to report? You need to give me a call and report yourself if you need some real estate financing. That's right. You need some creative real estate capital. Give me a call. When you call me, if you need a private loan, one person will make the decision. We can commit that day. Close in a week. That's right. With Spectrum Mortgage, we'll do your loan right now. We're working with a friend of mine right now. My friend has a great real estate business, makes lots of cash flow in real estate, but he's got depreciation, so his tax return says he makes no income. The banks, well, they couldn't figure it out. We got it. We're going to get that guy financed. It's going to be a good rate, too. You need cash out? Give me a call, 305-773-6300. Closing a week. Did that over the 4th of July for a friend of mine. 305-773-6300. Jim Fried, Creative Capital. When you call me, it's all about you.
Like money? Then don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz. Where money talks. You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
Hey, all right. We're broadcasting live on 8 a.m., but you can look for me on the Jim Fried YouTube show, YouTube station, and also on Facebook. The computer just keeps on making all kinds of noises. We've got my great friend on here, Jonathan Eisman. Jonathan set the tone on Lincoln Road with his famous restaurant, Pacific Time. All the fancy people, all the big shots went there. I even went there a couple times. And now he's got a consulting gig with me. We talk to high net worth people about how to help them turn $10 million in their restaurant into $1 million. I'll let Jonathan tell you how. And then the other part we're going to do is we're going to talk about placemaking, because a lot of these restaurants help the place change. That's what Pacific Time did to Lincoln Road. That's what Joey's did in Wynwood. And there'll be other locations that that's going to happen at too as it comes up. But Jonathan, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim.
Hey, so Jonathan, you got your start up in Nueva York. Where'd you get your start at, and how'd that happen?
Well, like a lot of people, start in high school, the part-time job, and then being from a family of overeducated college folks, I didn't go to college, and I got stuck in the restaurant business and found out somehow that I was good at it, and I got better at it, and 35 or so years later, I was still in it and developed the greatest restaurant Miami's ever seen, Pacific Time.
Yeah, I have to think that that's true. Now, Pacific Time was located on Lincoln Road. How did you decide you wanted to open up on Lincoln Road? At the time, it was sort of a ghost town, I'd even say.
There wasn't a single human being on Lincoln Road, and I had an allergy to Lincoln Road. I'm very blessed that I had three partners who were in South Beach in the late 80s. I got here about 1990, 91. And they dragged me kind of kicking, screaming to Lincoln Road. I said, I had no interest. There's nobody here. We need to be on Ocean Drive. That's where we need to be. And we walked into this restaurant, which was formerly a Chinese restaurant called BC Chong. And I had a somewhat Asian concept. And we walked in, and the place was closed and gloomy and dark and horrendous. And we opened a little kitchen door there. And lo and behold, it was set up to cook Asian food. And I said, this will do. And they all looked at each other and said, you got to be kidding me. And then a couple weeks later, we signed a lease on Lincoln Road.
So you made an interesting comment. I want to take a step back. You walked into the kitchen, and the kitchen was set up. Aren't kitchens always set up?
No, I mean, you know, more and more now, I think, especially with specialty cooking, you know, every kitchen and every chef and every concept wants a specialty kitchen and has particular equipment they like to work with. But this wasn't the most modern facility in the world, but it was large. It was a lot of gas power. I could fit a lot of guys in it. It worked. We made it work.
So how did you create your concept for that restaurant, and how did it impact what happened on Lincoln Road?
Well, I mean, previously I was blessed and lucky to end up in New York City and Manhattan in the early 80s when the, you know, real culinary revolution of was happening, and came to Miami around 1990 after being the chef at China Grill in New York City. And When the China Grill restaurant had one outlet, and Jeffrey Chaudhereau, who was one of the most successful restaurateurs in the country, had one chef. It was me. I was 27 years old.
I was friends with his cousin Charlie. His cousin Charlie went to school with me.
Yeah, it was a great experience. It was the mid-80s in Manhattan, 61st Street and 51st Street and 6th Avenue. I was 27, 28 years old. We had 150 employees. We cooked great food. And I had this affinity for cooking Asian food. And had my own kind of forward-thinking ideas going on. And while I was there, I really developed the idea that became Pacific Time. It wasn't a plan. It was just an idea. And in business, I mean, there's a big difference between an idea and a plan. So my idea became something that lasted 17 years.
Well, that's something else I want to talk about is the difference between an idea and a plan, because part of your business today, as you call it, Chef Force One, is not only to create the concept, but also to implement the business part. And this is where the joke comes in about the guy who started a restaurant with $10 million. The way he made $1 million was he started with 10 and got there. So I always say it wrong.
Well, the best way to end up with $1 million is start with 5 or 10, and you'll be down to $1 million fast enough. But
there you go.
I mean, listen, the restaurant business is got a very low bottom line. You know, this is an old adage: you know, you'll count the pennies and make the dollars. I really felt that if you watch the dollars, you'll make the pennies.
Okay.
It takes a lot of skill. I mean, sometimes profits, are single digit.
It's elusive.
Which can be okay. I mean, listen, if you run a business for 5, 10, 15, 20 years and it's consistently profitable, it's nothing wrong with that. It's not necessarily going to produce 20 or 30% profit. But I think there's a big misconception in the real estate industry, in the real estate world, in the finance world, that every restaurant is an asset to real estate and every restaurant is a gold mine. It's not always that way. I mean, there is a great formula to put together where hospitality will add value to real estate, but it's a very careful formula that has to be done in a practiced manner.
Yeah, one of the things that I know is that I do a lot of these high-rise urban deals, and they all say we're going to do ground floor retail. One of the first ones I ever did had a Publix in it, and I remember the arm wrestling that kept going on because they wanted to put the main support beam in the frozen peas section.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, well, what it does is it drives to the point that all these guys I know, they're building all these high-rises and all these urban locations. They all want these restaurants. Are any of their designs compatible with the restaurant concept? Are they flexible enough, or is it really important to get in on the ground floor and make sure that it's designed so that the restaurant succeeds? Because I guess that you're teaching me that the design matters when it comes to the profitability of the restaurant.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, design in almost anything. I mean, you know, if you want a faster race car, it's got to be designed a certain way. Restaurants are very sensitive to design. And listen, how many times have you walked by some great new, you know, $200-$400 million development somewhere, and in the prime space on the bottom corner, you know, facing the street, it's for 3-4 years, it's just dirty windows with wires hanging out of the ceiling. And if all you see those when I walk by, I'm like, oh, there's another restaurant.
Coming soon.
You know, there's another restaurant that, you know, didn't even have a chance to make coming soon.
Yeah. You know, it's just, I have one of my developers says, I don't care. I just take their key money every time. I mean, it's just, you know, it seems to me like if somebody has a coordinated plan that they can replicate it in other locations, if it's sound, or is it really about the physical presence of the chef and the operator?
Hey, listen, it doesn't have to be. I think it starts, you know, in the brick and mortar. You have to design a place that's customer friendly, that works, that's well lit, that's clean, it has a good customer flow. And of course, then you have to have a product into it that people want. It's consistent and it's good. Not every restaurant has to have a celebrity chef. Not every restaurant has to be the best restaurant in the world. Not every restaurant has to be, you know, the highest Zagat rated thing on the planet. There are plenty of service restaurants. But, you know, bottom line is that you need to focus and you need to prepare properly before you try to open a restaurant. People think it's easy, and it's not. It's not an easy thing to do.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back because I'm going to ask you some questions about some of the good stories you have about restauranting and stuff like that. I've seen you regale. I've heard you talk about them. They're great. So Wanda's going to put her headset on. She's going to play some music. We're going to come back. We're going to pay some bills, and we're going to hear some excellent stories about the New York and Miami restaurant scene with my good friend Jonathan Eisman. Yeah, I remember that. I will admit it, I watched that cartoon.
It helped a lot.
It did. I love that, Joe. I love that. And I really miss the guy. It's a shame. hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. You heard it now. They got that store up in Gainesville. I love it. Hey, Tom. And they've got their store down in Key West. They got all kinds of name brands. Tom's the guy that runs the Audi store. I'm giving him a shout out because he was real nice to me when I was up there the other day. What do they have in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Join my wife, too. She's a member. So is my mom. Hey, you should be, too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
I like beer, okay?
Jim Freed.
I like beer. Boys like beer. Girls like beer. I like beer.
You like beer, Senator?
And Wanda Miles.
No, thanks. I think I'll have some breakfast wine. You can't drink my wine.
I like beer.
On 880, The Biz. Yeah.
Hey, this is Jim Freed. Connect to Capital Investment Service and Opportunities 24/7, 365 with RealConnex, the industry's largest online marketplace, connecting real estate professionals to one another to close more business in less time, at less cost, and in ways never before possible. Don't take my word for it. See why the Miami Association of Realtors, the CCIMs, and major institutions like Inland Real Estate are doing it all today on RealConnect.com. Don't forget to use the code FREED at your checkout for a 10% discount. Remember, RealConnect, the future of real estate networking. All right, that's right. If it's time for capital and it's real estate time, you got to call me. Give me a call, Jim Freed, at 305-773-6300. What's some of the other stuff I'm working on? Well, I've got clients that do residential all over town. I help them get their construction financing. You go, Jim, the bank doesn't want to give me construction financing. I go, why not? You go, because they don't know what they're doing. I said, that's right. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. I know how you can get your construction financing. Your cousin wants his equity back halfway through building that dream house you're building. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. I can help you fill the gap. Need to close fast? That's us too. Give us a call. One person makes the decision. We can get a commitment that day. Close in a week. I'm not kidding. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Oh, we have been having a great time. Wanda's been doing some tricks back there and making us crack up during the breaks. I think you should listen to me someday on the Facebook and you hear a little bit more of that backstory. We're also on YouTube. Hey, we're here with my good friend, Jonathan Eisman. He's been in the restaurant business in New York and Miami Beach, which is the missing borough of New York.
It is.
For many, many years. We've got some great stories we're going to share now. So you walk into the restaurant one day, somebody's sitting there, they're doing something unusual. Take it from there.
Well, Jim, you kind of left the door wide open, but I mean, you know.
So did you.
You called me a celebrity chef when we first came here, but I think you're a celebrity realtor. I mean, if people saw the energy that was going on in here, this needs to be a TV show, not just a radio show.
Real estate business person.
Excuse me.
That's okay. Well, excuse we do me. More than just realty here. Yeah, you know. Yeah, well, you know, definitely. We do real estate. So let's say this, John. Let's say I've got a big parcel in one of the neighborhoods in Miami. I'm trying to create an identity. I come to you. You did Pacific Time. I want something like Pacific Time, like Joey's, like one of those places. Soika in the early days was staked out.
Definitely.
So
News Cafe in the early days.
News Cafe. Well, high five to Mark Soika.
Definitely.
I've got a retail space. I'm in an emerging area. Make it Alapata. Say it's Alapata. So what would somebody do? What would be the steps that they would take to make a placemaking type of restaurant?
Well, it's interesting. One of the first... You know, new places, very forward-thinking placing. I'll, you know, give them a little perk here. It's a place called Deco Coffee Shop, just opened on 13th Avenue and 29th Street in the middle of Alapata.
Ooh, when are we going to meet there for coffee?
Who would have thunk, you know? I mean, opened a few weeks ago. These guys have a lot of courage and are forward-thinking. They're doing their own thing. They're roasting coffee in
Where's
the middle of
Where's the
Alapata.
Address?
It is...
in general?
1300 Northwest 29th Street-ish.
Where we're going to go, we're going to support their business. They're the next
Absolutely.
Panther Coffee.
They're lighting up the neighborhood. There was nothing on that block. It was kind of dank, and They've created a great environment and a little bit of a destination place. But, you know, listen, I think a lot of these guys or people who go in and they buy these huge swaths of real estate and they spent, you know, $50, $100 million and they're going to spend a couple hundred million more to develop it. And they sit there and go, hey, let's go find somebody to pay us a lot of rent and open up a restaurant. And they get a security deposit. And, you know, 36, 48 months later, they've collected no rent at all and they still have an empty place. So,
they have equipment sitting there if they're lucky.
Well, it's the wrong stuff and it goes in the trash.
Wrong place.
Yeah. So I think it's the time where a lot of these real estate investors realize, listen, we're going to spend $100 million on real estate. Let's throw another $500,000 in the pot. Let's build the restaurant. Let's get it to look like what we want it to look like. Let's get somebody qualified to design it. And let's start the fire with a great small place. I mean, Joey's is a perfect example. When we opened on Pacific Time on Lincoln Road, there wasn't a single human being on Lincoln Road. It was crazy.
No. There was that lady that did the rollerblading.
Well, I don't mean it was completely desolate, but I mean, there weren't any pedestrians.
Was it under construction then? Or did that come?
No, that was after.
Oh my God, you did it before the construction?
Yeah, we lost our front door for almost a year. Everybody had to come in through the back door.
Oh my gosh.
And who came in through the back door was pretty amazing, people we attracted back then.
It's incredible, the who's who that I've seen go through there and that we've talked about off the air. We can't really mention any names. But so now let's do a little role play. I'm a developer. That's not really a role play. I'm building a big apartment building. Again, not really a role play. But I haven't really done the final drawings yet. How can you help me?
Well, listen, we go in, we do a neighborhood survey and see what's working and what's not working. You tell me how many square feet you want to dedicate to a restaurant. First thing we do is, you know, we get creative. We draw it out to see if it's going to work, if the space actually works, because some spaces just aren't really restaurant spaces. They might be retail spaces or what have you, but we see if it works. We design something that's utility, then we go and we cost it out, and we go through architectural design, MEP, and the costing of all the hard equipment, and we see, you know, if you've got the, you know, do a little heavy lifting, if you've got the back to want to write the checks and build a restaurant in your building.
Now, what's the first piece of equipment that you're really going to build the restaurant around?
The chicken. Oh, equipment. Well, listen, we build everything around the front door, to be honest
really?
With you. Really? And we just finished a great design that we're doing, you and I are doing together in Little Haiti. And it's about 90 days into the project. We've done the architecture. We've just finished the MEP. We've got a design. I did that with myself and the GC. Then we closed
our
eyes.
Shout out to the GC.
It's McKenzie Construction.
Say it again.
Gavin McKenzie and Company.
High five.
And then we handed off to some really brilliant people in the restaurant equipment business, like Bob Green at American Food Equipment, and see if we've made mistakes. And he gets to yell at us and tell us what we've done wrong.
That's what an eraser is for.
Yeah, but listen, what I've been able to do is build an incredible, you know, just war chest of experienced people, the best people in town. We can get things done quickly. But going back to your original question, we say, you know, the customer walks in the front door. That's the first place we start. And, you know, what does it look like? Where's the equipment going to be? Where are we going to place the kitchen? Where should the bathrooms be?
Come on. Does it really matter where the bathrooms are?
Absolutely.
Why?
I have a thing about not seeing inside a bathroom from any seat in a restaurant. So if somebody opens a bathroom door, you should never see a toilet, a sink, a garbage can, none of that business.
What about the... What about the stove? I'm a novice. I would think that the place is built around the stove.
Well, the places are built around a kitchen, but when I say customer walks in the front door, I mean, you can build... There was a place that was just designed in Wynwood. We won't say where, but the place... You couldn't get in the front door. You'd walk in the front door and you'd walk into the side of a stove. So,
well, that doesn't sound too smart.
No, well, they were novices. They, you know, had lots of money and lots of real estate, but didn't have a single brain as far as it came to the restaurant world. They didn't hire somebody to help them because, of course, they knew everything.
The first thing you need to know is that you don't know everything.
Absolutely. So we've, you know, listen, in my career, I've made plenty of mistakes. We've learned from them, so you don't have to pay for those mistakes. We build around the environment and certainly the kitchen and to make sure that... There's a technical term in the restaurant. It's called the bus path. So everything has to circulate kind of in one direction. So not everybody's crashing into each other. There's too many restaurants that open up and there's just no traffic pattern. They're too noisy. They smell. One part is hot. One part is cold. It's just no good.
Yeah. Well, it's all about making the person want to come back.
Absolutely. Well, it's all about. Listen, when people come to your restaurant, it doesn't mean if matter if it's McDonald's or you know Thomas Keller's new place in Miami Beach. There's a level of expectation. As a restaurateur, it's our job to have you come to the front door with the expectation, and when you leave, that we've exceeded that expectation. Oh, that's the goal.
To me, a great compliment is when I go up to somebody and say, "You've exceeded my expectations." I can't give a better compliment than that.
It's kind of like coming in your radio show today. This is amazing.
Well, you're terrific. Amazing. Yeah, nobody really sees the magic that goes on here till they come here. It's exactly. Just incredible. I really love the energy, and I feed off of the other people that are here. It's not really about me. It's about the guests. So let's talk more about you being the guest. So you're from the Northeast. You moved down here. Sounds like a lot of people we know.
I'm from Brooklyn.
Yeah, I'll bet you are. So what are some new concepts that are going around Miami that are creating some buzz?
Well, listen, there's a lot of competition in similar sectors. The fast casual sector has been huge. That's essentially a place where you go in to a point of sale section. You order at the counter. They give you a little number and you sit at a table. Some people are doing it well. Some people are doing it poorly. But there's just a gigantic amount of competition in that sector. A lot of competition for that spend, that dollar that's in people's pockets. The food hall concept.
What is a food hall? I really don't understand that. It looks to me like it's just a big bunch of tables surrounded by stuff.
You know, food hall, it's funny. Food halls are something that I originally started to hear about, and it was like the whole idea was like repellent to me. It's like I would never go in one of these places. This is just dreadful. I happen to love them, and they're essentially places. They can range from a couple thousand square feet to 10,000-20,000 square feet, and they're usually framed with different restaurants in small little box kitchens. Maybe they're 500, 700, 800 square feet, and you're going to have 2, 5, 10, 15 different food concepts in this, you know, this hall, this auditorium, central bar generally in the middle.
It's not like a
food court?
Right.
No, it's not like a food court.
Why?
I think quality and atmosphere are probably the defining factors.
I agree.
You know, they're not plastic tables. There's not garbage cans all over the place. There's not lots of neon. And, I mean, listen, a lot of food courts kind of, it looks like they're designed by the same people who design gas stations.
Yeah, look, I like Casa too. I'll give them a shameless plug. I go to it in, like, the Saks Fifth Avenue in Brickell City Center. In fact, that's where Vivian and I went for our first dinner out when we could go out.
Well, I'm happy you brought that up. That's got to be kind of the epitome of the high end. Mickey, who's the owner of Casa Tua,
great place,
does a brilliant job.
Great place for a business lunch, easy to get to for everybody, easy in, easy out. It's my new place for a business lunch.
Listen, there's a food hall that's about 40 blocks north of that one that I went to in a building. I found it to be absolutely as disappointing. It had the atmosphere of a waiting room in an airport, and everybody was touting it as being this highfalutin place, and they have a Italian counter, and I had, you know, the sliced prosciutto and the cheese, and, you know, the cheese was, and the prosciutto was warm, and the plate was, and then I had the good fortune to walk into Mickey's place in the Casa Tua in Saks Fifth Avenue, and it was brilliant. They're not missing design issues in there, but the food is so good. And the place is so nicely put together that they cover up whatever problems they have. He's done a great job in that place.
It is. When you walk in, you're greeted immediately, and it's and this, it is kind of circular. No matter which way you come in, I've come in through the back, mm-hmm. and I've come in through the front, and it's great, and the food is tremendous.
Yeah, the quality of what they're serving. But let's be real. I mean, that place must have cost $50 million to build. It's just a spectacular place. But you don't need to spend that kind of money to build a great restaurant. I mean, restaurants these days, you know, you can build a great restaurant for a few $100 a square foot and have a clean, you know, bright, well-lit place where you can't see the bathroom from a seat mm-hmm. in the restaurant.
So what would you consider to be like a new thing that's on the horizon? Local chefs. There's some good local chefs that are coming up that are good businessmen, too.
That is the hardest combination possible. Most chefs don't have the greatest business acumen, but they can partner up with somebody who does. I had the lucky combination of having both for a long time, and it served me very, very well. But yeah, there's a lot of good local talent around, a lot more than there used to be. And I think the healthful food sector is really going to keep growing. I mean, a couple years ago, it was organic, vegetarian.
Everybody's organic now.
But, you know, it's really taken root, and people are very concerned about what they're consuming, what they're feeding their children, and it's important. It's really important.
All right. Well, listen, I want to thank you for coming in and talking restaurant with us. You're more than welcome to hang out and do another segment. If you got to get going, that's up to you. We're going to talk a little bit about why I'm supporting Nikki Fried. Wanda's going to talk about the news of the day. We're going to have a great time. I think if you stick around, you might have fun too.
I may do that.
All right. Well, listen, Wanda, rock and roll the house, babe.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it. She loves to laugh. She loves to sing. She does everything.
Oh, yes, Wanda, how do you know the songs that I just love? My gosh, you know what else I love? I love my cars from Warren Henry and the great service they give me. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've got their great Audi store up in Gainesville and in Key West. Well, they carry just about everything. Hey, what do they all have in common? They're all exceptional cars. They also come with that special Warren Henry advantage. That means you get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
It's time to stop the hate and spread some love. You are beautiful. You're smart. You are awesome. And you never have to change for anybody. You have the voice and you have the power. We are so much stronger when we come together. It's your choice, so choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting. Be strong. Be brave. Be awesome. Be daring. Be kind. Choose kindness.
Hey, I was just having fun, so I was telling Jonathan he could stay or he could go. It's up to him. Hey, let me make an announcement. You know, Sandstone Realty Advisors, that's my firm, we've been just named in the top 25 real estate companies here in South Florida by revenue. What does that mean? That means I get the job done. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Need a loan? Need creativity? I've got both. If you call me, I can get you a quote today. I can get you a commitment today. I can get that loan closed in a week. That's right. Need creativity? I've got it. Need institutional contacts? Obviously got those. Done billions of dollars in real estate. That's right. That's when Wanda plays billions and billions and billions. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, that's right. It's all about you.
880 The Biz, where money talks.
We're the smartest people.
Jim Fried and Wanda Miles.
We're the most loyal people.
On 880 The Biz.
That's right, USA, USA. Wanda, I want to thank you so much for bringing that positive energy to the show today.
I think we need it all over the place.
We really do need it all over the place. Somebody else who's bringing positive energy to the universe is my niece, Nikki Fried. Nikki,
indeed.
Oh, yeah. She's running for State Agriculture and Consumer Affairs Commission, and she is. She's bringing the positive energy to the campaign trail. She's about bringing people together. I have a number of Republicans that are really interested in supporting her and are supporting her. The Republican friends I have that are supporting her are doing it for a number of reasons, not the least of which is her tack on environmental. You need a change. Look what's going on in our environment. You got red tide on the left, red tide on the right. You go to Florida, you can't even go in the water. What's all that about? So Nikki's going to help. You can't just focus on the red tide and the Everglades once in a while. You got to deal with it all the time. You know, she's not a politician. She lived in Florida her whole life. She's an attorney. You know, I know her from, obviously I know her for a long time, but I remember when she was fighting for the little person. She was fighting against Wells Fargo and BB&T, fighting as a foreclosure defense attorney, fighting for the little person. BB&T and Wells Fargo just turned around recently and closed her bank account. Well, they say it was because she was taking money from the medical marijuana industry, but there's lots of people around the country that take medical marijuana contributions from that industry. They didn't get their bank accounts closed. So high five to Wells Fargo and BB&T for giving her the closed account. And then, you know, she supports medical marijuana. 72% of Floridians have voted in support or committed to being in support of medical marijuana, but the folks in Tallahassee just haven't been able to deploy that. What's going on with that? And then, you know, the agriculture industry, it's been having rough times with this lethal yellowing or greening and stuff like that. Well, there's alternative crops you can plant on that same land that can help our state grow and come back as climate change hits. And, oh, by the way, the other guy doesn't believe in climate change either, I'm sure. And, you know, they haven't even been able to talk about it in Tallahassee. How ridiculous. You know, the other thing is she's trying to make sure that the environment and the consumers, well, all their things are balanced. Another thing that's really important is that she stands, if she's elected, she's going to get on the clemency board. Why is that important? Well, there's a million and a half people in the state of Florida that have had their voting rights taken away from them. Well, how about we give them a chance to get it back? That's not an arbitrary small number of people standing in front of the governor and begging, like you've seen on this last week with John Oliver. Oh my gosh, that was just incredible. But the other thing is that she's got all kinds of supporters. That's right. You've got all these supporters. You've got the newspapers are endorsing her, the Tampa Bay Times, the Miami Herald, the Palm Beach Post, the Sun Sentinel, the AFL-CIO, Ask Me, the Broward County Democratic Blacks Caucus, Ruth's List, that's all they support, all the ladies candidates, Pat Murphy, John Morgan for the People, Alex Sink, it goes on and on, the SEIU. I was just at Jackson the other day talking to some folks, and they're behind her. It's really terrific, but the most important thing that you've got to know is that you've got to get out and vote. If you don't vote, it doesn't matter.
Or at least you can't complain.
Well, you can complain, just you don't have a reason to.
Okay.
Now's the time to vote. You should have your absentee ballots have been being mailed out. Vote your absentee ballot. Make sure you turn it in. Make sure it's done right so that your vote is not invalidated. But you hear Gary on the show after me always talking about it. You've got to get out there and vote. Vote, vote, vote. It's important. When you're out there voting, it's all about you. Some of the priorities that Nikki has that I'm behind, she's behind medical marijuana. You've heard Dr. Michelle on. You've heard the folks from Surterra on. Medical marijuana, it's the real thing. If you're getting it from the black market, well, you don't know where that's coming from. If you get it from somebody that's monitored by the state of Florida, well, then you know, in Surterra's case, it's organic. My goodness, it's pure. The other thing that Mickey wants to do, she wants to work with getting the streamlining of the concealed weapons permits. The folks that have been in office and the person she's running against have had their chance to fix the concealed weapons permit problem. They haven't. Nikki wants to move it. Our first day in office, she wants to make sure that there's an audit and that they determine what's going to happen and that the public safety is looked at. Citrus greening. All the farmers know about that. It's a devastating citrus disease that has decreased crop yields and eventually created death in the trees. When you drive up along the turnpike, the places that used to be the orange groves, I used to drive up in June, in January and February up to UF, and I used to drive through the orange groves north of Gainesville, and you could smell the orange blossoms. Not anymore. Now there's houses on those lots, or they've been growing trees on those lots, pine trees, you know? We need to get the agricultural business back here in Florida, growing agricultural products on that land again. Huh, we all know about the blue-green algae and the red tide. That's everywhere. I don't think that there's much of a disagreement that that's from all of the nutrients that are being pumped into the water from the different agricultural interests and from the septic tanks that aren't getting inspected anymore. That, again, you got the folks on the other side. They've been in charge. This is on their watch. We need to get the Everglades restored, and we need to get these green slime situations taken care of. And the other thing, oh gosh, I'm just going to say it. Nikki's on record that the NRA will not be a free-riding, freewheeling group in her administration. You've read all of the articles about how the NRA goes up to Tallahassee and makes their agenda known and even gets political favors that are personal from them. That will end. They will not have a seat at the table. The table seat will be taken by the activists and the people that care about safety in our community. Stand your ground. Another issue that needs to be revisited, and we need to turn the government in Florida back to the one that represents the people. And
amen.
All right. I'm not really preaching, but gosh darn it, I feel I am.
Sometimes
consumer protection. How many robocalls have you been getting? It's increasing dramatically. I have the app that's supposed to stop them. I still get the stuff that says phone call from St. Louis, a call center or whatever, you know? And how about goodness gracious, just last week I went to the gas station and I got my card skimmed. They charged $90 on my account. I didn't even get gas. Had a call and have all it's ridiculous. No. That's part of what she's going to do too.
Good for her.
Well, let me tell you something else.
Yeah.
There's something called a food desert. You know what that is?
Yes, I do.
Well, but many people listening live in the food desert. I mean, for goodness sakes, we've got public servants and first responders that...
Nobody listening lives in the food desert.
Not true. Food deserts are all over, especially between I-95 and the Turnpike north of downtown. You know where I'm talking about. We need to encourage food stores to open up in those neighborhoods so people can have fresh food, so that their kids can be alert and positive when they go to school, so that there can be new jobs in those communities that pay a salary and give people benefits.
Is Fisher Island a desert food place?
No, because they have a store in the middle.
Okay.
They have a store in the middle.
I was just wondering.
No, if you need your crackers, they've got crackers.
Okay, good. They've got crackers. I worry about those folks.
Oh, well, water. Water's the big issue. It's the big issue for Florida now, and it's going to be even bigger in the future. We've got to deal with that. And industrial hemp, let me ask you, how many times have you gone to the vegetable section of your food store and seen hemp or you know, something like that up there, and you want to buy it. And so you buy it. It's like a mescaline greens. You can't buy it. If you can buy it, but it wasn't grown in Florida. You got to bust that in. You're not allowed to grow that in Florida. This is where I go, WTF is going on here. Sorry, you could delete that later.
It's okay.
It's just ridiculous. And of course, climate change and sea level rise. You got to have people in there that'll say the words and understand the concepts, that'll listen to the scientists. For goodness sakes, the sea level's risen 5 inches in the Everglades in the last few years. You go, what's the big deal? The big deal is that now the wading birds can't get to the fish that are 5 inches deeper. They have to go someplace else where the water is shallow. They have to find a new nesting place. You say, who cares? I say, I care.
Well,
your kids care. When was the time you saw the birds flying over and darkening the sky? We just need people that care. We need people that are willing to reach across the aisle at every level. We need people that aren't professional politicians. Nikki represented the school board of Broward County, for crying out loud, for 7 years. She's been trying to get these medical marijuana laws implemented so that the people that need it can get it. Vivian, my wife, my beautiful wife, her doctors just approved her taking medical CBD oil, not the BS that you buy from a head shop, but real medical quality CBD. And it's helping her. It's helping her. So listen, get out there and vote. VOTE. Look for Nikki Fried. Go to NikkiFried.com and get more information. I'm not telling you who to vote for. I'm telling you, I endorse Nikki Fried because she supports my views and my values. I think if you research Nikki, you'll find that she does that for you too. Republicans, cross the aisle. Make a difference. Democrats, show up. Independents, it's time. Get out there and vote for somebody who gives a darn about what you care about. So go to NikkiFried.com, get informed, get out there, and vote.
Very well.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mumble number 5.
4-5, everybody in the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna be a buzz like I had last week. I must stay deep, cause talk is cheap. I like Angela, Pamela, Sandra, and Rita, and as I continue, you know they're getting sweeter. So what can I do? I really beg you, my lord.
You know how to always pick me up. I love all that music you find. Hey, you know what else I love? I love my friends at Warren Henry. I want to give a high five to Larry and Courtney, my two favorites. That's right. And of course, I want to say hey to Warren and Robert. I saw Robert at my high school anniversary, high school reunion this week. Robert, high five to you. I want to thank all the folks at Warren Henry. And I want to tell all the folks from North Miami Beach Senior High, my class, I want to thank them all for helping me and Vivian find our kidney and have the emotional support we needed to get ahead. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. My friend Tom's got your Audi with them up in Gainesville and down south. Well, I can't wait to go down there and see all the great cars in their store they've got down there in Key West. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That's complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry. Let's mumble.
A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica.
Jim Freed and Wanda Miles.
You want to put that on this phone, please? Hello?
On 880, The Biz.
Hello? Tell me what.
Hey, this is Jim Freed. Connect to Capital Investment Service and Opportunities 24/7, 365 with RealConnects, the industry's largest online marketplace, connecting real estate professionals to one another to close more business in less time, at less cost, and in ways never before possible. Don't take my word for it. See why the Miami Association of Realtors, the CCIMs, and major institutions like Inland Real Estate are doing it all today on RealConnect.com. Don't forget to use the code FREED at your checkout for a 10% discount. Remember, Real Connects, the future of real estate networking.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect the child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes,
my voice,
to protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
I'm so proud that we've been playing that for years before it became a topic that was an idea in currency, given the current political times.
We don't want it to be a hot topic.
I don't want it to be a hot topic, but everybody needs to know. If you're seeing somebody or think that somebody, a child is being abused, it is the law in Florida that you report it. So go out there and make a difference. Now, Wanda, we're going to talk about money. That's right, money. Sandstone Realty Advisors, my firm, we're a top 25 here in South Florida. As far as revenue, we've done big deals, lots of deals. As my mom says, when you drive around town in traffic, odds are it's my fault. I've got a huge deal. I've done it just about every major intersection. My next one is going to be the transformation of Wynwood Yard into 185 apartments with ground floor retail. High five to my friend Omar Del Rio from Lennar for doing that deal with me. And there's more in the pipeline. But for you, if you need cash, I can help. My relationship with Spectrum Mortgage allows me to tell you that if you call us, one person makes the decision. We can commit that day. We can close in a week. You say, ha? Huh? I say, no. I just did that up in Dania Beach for a friend of mine. Called me late in June, said I got to close by July 8th. Over 4th of July, we had to work. Attorneys worked, I vacationed. But when I came back, we got the deal done. So if you give me a call at 305-773-630, you know what you'll find out? You'll find out that if you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
National Taco Day.
I'm kind of in the mood for tacos.
Every day is Taco Day.
Can I get my tacos?
Delicious.
Making some fish tacos.
All right.
One, two, three, four.
Delicious and adorable.
Beer and taco.
Taco Day.
Beer and tacos.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
Licking a stack of taco shells.
Beer and bread.
And I love them, and I'll take care of them.
We love them too much.
The music is awesome, and the tacos are for real.
So what day is it?
Today,
what day is it?
Today, my friend, is National Taco Day. What are you having for dinner?
Well, I'm going to have a taco, I guess. Now, if I was in Gainesville, I would have wanted to go to Burrito Brothers, but it's not there anymore. So, yeah, tacos for sure. Fish tacos. I know that my wife's got some making me some fish, so I guess I gotta stop
can
by.
Can you have a salmon? Is that any kind of fish?
Sure, you could do whatever you want.
Or is fish just any fish?
No, you can do whatever you want. I think that really what you got to do is you got to just make sure you get in there. Ask Jonathan Eisman about tacos.
I missed that.
Yeah, I know. Right, John, if he's listening, maybe he can call in and tell us what his
favorite taco
is.
It's also National Vodka Day. You could chase that fish down with a little bit of vodka.
Oh, yeah. Well, vodka is what the rabbis like to use for a l'chaim. After they give you a blessing and tell you a parable, they go, l'chaim, and they bound on the table, and then they do their little shot of vodka.
Very nice. Yes. Very nice. And yeah. It's also National Golfers Day.
National Golfers Day.
Yes, I love the golf pants. That's what I love most about golf. And the grass. Huh? The green grass.
You know, I've gone to golf tournaments, and they really are a fabulous thing to go to. A great event.
It's just a sea of green. I love it.
It's a great place to be. You walk around. It's in trees.
You feel like you get an exercise, but you're not really.
Yeah, well, you're not working hard, but you are getting exercise.
But you're getting some exercise.
I can't hit the golf ball. I actually have. One time I went with my friends. They were golfing. I followed behind them, and I was swinging at the golf, and I made a great, you know, you hit the golf ball just right. It goes just the right way, and that's how they get addicted. It's addictive. It's really a lot of fun. But when I go and I'm on the golf thing, I'm the guy that everybody likes to win the golf tourney with because I go with them and they get an extra shot. I just sit there and drive the golf cart because my bad back doesn't let me. I'm a
great spectator.
I pour the drinks for them. Yes. Beer. They like a lot of beer.
Yes, they like beer.
I guess that Supreme Court. Well, you should be sober as a judge.
Yes.
There you go.
Sometimes.
Well, you never know. That's why we play all the sexual assault stuff. But we're not talking about that stuff.
No.
We don't do politics on this show.
Not really.
So, Wanda, what else you got out there? You got anything good and fun that came off the machine?
No, that's pretty much it. I was very much in celebratory mood with the National Taco and Vodka, and I was just trying to decide what kind of vodka would I choose
cold,
for my vodka day.
Ice cold vodka.
Ice cold? Well,
you don't drink vodka cold?
I
always drink my vodka ice cold. I started out when I was drinking vodka. Okay, so we're going to talk about vodka.
Well, you know, it's that time of the day.
So my first vodka drink that I had, I guess, was the thing where you had it with the cranberry juice.
That sounds like a Manhattan, maybe?
No, vodka cranberry was like a sea breeze, they called it.
Oh, how cute.
Yeah, it was nice. And you put a little lime in there, and that was good. I used to drink that because I really couldn't taste the vodka. But then I graduated. I graduated, and now I drink.
What's the point of drinking something if you want to not taste it?
We can talk about that off the air.
You're 17.
Well, I don't know. We've got somebody at the bench that we can ask about that. But the reality is that I graduated and I drink vodka and soda. I don't like the tonic. Vodka and soda on the rocks. I like that. It's really clean. It goes down easy. I don't drink a lot. I probably only have 10 or 15 drinks total a year, and that includes beer. Does that mean I'm not qualified to be a Supreme Court justice?
You got to really like beer.
Okay. I really don't like beer. I like beer when it's cold. I like to have like one or two beers, but that's about it. I really don't like beer that much.
At least not a lot of beer.
Not a lot of beer, no. Certainly not enough to be made fun of on Saturday Night Live, and I think we've now beaten that to death.
Let me tell you, that he got Matt Damon to play him was probably pretty impressive.
I think
that he was impressed by
I think Matt Damon had fun. I know the president must have had a blast. You know he's seen it by now.
Yes, of course. But he, you know, it's not a lot of talent they've got there going on. Anyway, we got to go.
We have to go?
It's that time?
Oh, my God. Well, listen, I want to thank our sponsors. First, I want to give a shout-out to all the first responders
when they
say hi to me. I love you guys
and ladies.
Thank you for taking care of us. I want to thank Jonathan Eisman. I want to thank Wanda. I want to thank Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL Alumni Association, Carlson International, Real Connects,
Turkel Brands, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. But I really want to thank you, our listeners. Without you, we wouldn't have a show. Please go to our Facebook page and like our show and tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. Tweet at me, at Jim Fried, the show, at Fried on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, website, LinkedIn, all over the place. If you missed today's show, Robert Pitts will have it up on the website, freedombusiness.com, ASAP. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us next week on 880 AM. That's Thursday at 6. Why? Because I just love doing this. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.
Jim Fried and Wanda Miles.
I can tell you from experience, the effect you have on others is the most valuable currency there is.
On 880, The Biz. No right. I'm gonna tell you there's no black and no white. No blood, no stain.
All we need is one world wide vision. One flesh, one bone, one true religion. One voice, one hope.
If you're not happy with your investments, if you've ever tried the stock market and haven't done well, hop in the car and get to Online Trading Academy. Online Trading Academy's pro investors show you how they find the right investments. Learn current Wall Street skills about stocks, options, futures, forex, even Bitcoin. See how market timing works and how money is made in up, down.